540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The House has passed a bill that will help avert default on the nation's debt.
The U.S. House has passed the bill to raise the debt ceiling on a vote of 314 to 117. It was the first major test of a speakership, and Republican Kevin McCarthy secured a victory, but says
it does what is responsible for our children, what is possible in divided government, and what is required by our principles and promises. Yes, it may not include everything we need to do, but it is absolutely what we need to do right now.
President Biden is urging the Senate to pass it quickly so that he can sign it before the June default deadline. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
CBS News has confirmed that federal prosecutors have a 2021 audio tape of former President Trump discussing a classified document he kept after leaving the White House. It was initially reported by CNN. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports.
In his autobiography, Trump's former chief of staff appears to describe the meeting where Trump recalls a four-page report that called for deploying a massive number of troops to Iran.
The former president's spokesman called the new reporting leaks from radical partisans behind his political persecution. The special counsel declined to comment, but there are indications that his investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents may be in its final stages.
That's CBS's Catherine Herridge. And today starts another Atlantic hurricane season, even as many struggle to recover from the last one. CBS's Jim Crisula has the story.
Weather experts are predicting a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season with 12 to 17 named storms and as many as four major hurricanes. Thousands in southwest Florida remain in a bad way after Hurricane Ian last September. Cindy Lewis and Robert Burton lost their mobile home.
It's really hard.
We've been in limbo. It's been
an emotional ride.
The two have been living in a hotel for months. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
New data show fewer teenagers are having babies these days. Here's WSB Radio's Sabrina Cupid.
The teen birth rate in the United States decreased 3% from the year before.
This is as low as it's ever been.
Brady Hamilton with the National Center for Health Statistics says the birth rate for women 20 to 24 also reached a record low. The data did show a continued increase in births among women 40 to 44, and more women were opting for C-sections in 2022. Preterm births declined. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Ron DeSantis has kicked off his bid for the White House in Iowa.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had a message for Republican voters. It's time to try something new.
Leadership is not about entertainment. It's not about the give and take of the daily news cycle. It's not about building a brand. It's not about virtue signaling.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote, and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
I saw it go. What is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
What did I say when I thought I got it?
I have no idea.
I saw it go. It's right for today.
Oh, it's you know what, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
I saw it go. What do you think got me this job?
What do you think got me? Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a boycott on Chick-fil-A, but not from the side that you probably would have thought it would come from.
Yeah, tell me more.
I have talked in the past that I did not grow up with Chick-fil-A. And by the time I was living in a place where Chick-fil-A was a thing, it was already I was very aware of their homophobia and being a conservative fast food chain restaurant. So because I had no, desire, because I didn't know what I was missing.
You had no skin in the game.
I had no skin in the game. I wasn't giving anything up because I never had it in the first place. It's never been hard to, when I have fast food, to not go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But I would say, for the left, this has been, if you're going to take a stand somewhere, you're like, oh, like if we pay, vote with your dollars or whatever. You're like, I'm not going to eat a Chick-fil-A. I'm going to eat at this other big corporation.
Church's chicken or whatever.
The thing that I love most about Chick-fil-A is the stories, true or not true, that if it ever is 3 sixes in a row in your receipt, they'll give you a penny back just so they don't print a receipt that says 666.
You know what? That bothers me more than what they used to do.
What did they used to do?
They don't give to those charities anymore.
Oh.
They stopped doing it back in like 2019.
Because they're woke?
They're so woke. They're so woke. I mean, how woke are they, Kristen?
Well, they're so woke that is the new target after Target of some of these anti-woke
crusaders.
Yeah.
And there's going to be nothing left.
They're organized. I will say that to be fair, the boycotts that have been happening with Bud Light and Target and now maybe Chick-fil-A financially has had a bigger hit than things that I feel like we've seen in the past. Like, I feel like when Nike first partnered with Kaepernick, there was initial, bump of kids, people were burning their Nikes. It's like, that's like $150 down the drain, dude.
Yep.
But over time now, if you've looked at the stock prices for Bud Light and even the stock prices for Target, and the thing that's crazy about the Target thing is they've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of these corporations, like the corporate pride stuff has been a thing for a while.
Yeah, this is not a new thing.
But the trans thing is for them.
The trans thing is new, and so, but the and the and even and what Chick-fil-A is not promoting any. They've not done an influencer deal with a trans influencer. They're or actor. They are not selling. You know
what did they do?
Tuck hiding chicken or whatever. And all they did was attempt to hire or just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
That's the new devil. That's the new devil.
Yep. I challenge any one of those individuals who wants to boycott Chick-fil-A to spell equity, inclusion, or diversity.
Speaking of spelling, we are going to have a spelling bee later in the show.
See
at 1:30. Yeah.
Just served it up.
Thank you. And I knocked it down.
The thing is Chick-fil-A has always been like, people were like, you don't understand how good it is. It was built up for so long. I didn't have Chick-fil-A. I've had Chick-fil-A once in 2016 on my way to Colorado. My friend wanted to get some. I'm like, all right, fine. I tried one of his chicken nuggets. I'm like, these are fine at best.
What's your favorite chicken nugget?
Oh, McDonald's.
They're so good. I don't know what's in them, but they're so good.
They actually used to be very not meat, and a lot of vegetarians actually gave themselves like leeway on it because McDonald's was like all white meat, all white chicken. And they're like, oh man, you took it away from us. It was like mostly soy. But yeah, I had a problem for a while. But point is, Chick-fil-A. I mean, I don't know, like whatever. Welcome to the left, Chick-fil-A. 666, the mark of the devil.
And it's just, I mean, how do you justify, it's like how everything is just a circle. Like if you get far enough to the left, you get to like authoritarianism. And it's the people who, this all supposedly started because of cancel culture and the woke mob and going after people and you can't say what you want anymore and comedians being so, you know, like, oh, the freedom of speech and all this stuff. And now there is a contingent of people, a lot of whom are very online, who are the anti-woke mob that just glom on to whatever the du jour controversy is of someone going woke. And this is insane to me that basically it was this Twitter guy, I don't know who this is, Joey Manarino, tweeted out, we have a problem. Chick-fil-A just hired a VP of diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is bad. Very bad. I don't want to have to boycott. Are we going to have to boycott?
That says it right there. That says it right there. Boom. That statement says it right there. He doesn't know any better. So he has to look to other people to tell him what to do instead of just going, who cares? I'll move on. Maybe Joey, do you have a mortgage? Do you pay rent? Do you have taxes, kids, a job? You have to have something more important than this.
I know. And I mean, this comes at the tail end of the boycott of Bud Light after it had made a deal with Dylan Mulvaney. And then everything that's been going on with Target recently, as far as they've been pulling merchandise because these protesters are going into stores and confronting and being like violent or at least threatening to Target workers. North Face had a Pride ad, but like, are they just going to, what are they going to, I mean, everyone has Pride stuff. Like Pride stuff isn't even, Pride is tomorrow.
Yeah,
Pride has not actually started yet.
Yeah. The thing though is that it's not about Pride. It's about what Pride now, Pride has always included trans
people. It's always included trans people. Trans people have been here.
But I understand that.
I know you have. I'm preaching to the choir.
But now that trans out of the letters, the T is the most focused upon, anything that has to do with it, all of a sudden it's a problem now. They didn't care. Yeah, they didn't care that on June 1st everyone turned their logo, their corporate $1 million logo, into a Pride logo. But now, because all of a sudden, it's just like what this Joey guy says: are we going to have to? Do we have to? I don't want to, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, they don't know, they don't care. They're going with how they're told. And yes, the quote-unquote woke mob themselves, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are the same way. They're like, oh, they said this? Okay, I don't like them anymore. They don't know any better. You know, but they're really showing their tookuses on this one. It's just like, they're like pinballs. They're like pinballs. They're like, Target, Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, what's next? What's next? It doesn't matter.
Well, and as you say, Greg, it's...
So angry.
Can't you think for yourself? Can't you make your own determination on whether or not you want to patronize this business for whatever reason? You need a group to side with you.
And honestly, like it kind of goes into what we were talking about with Mike Wagner too, is these individuals who have these opinions are surrounding themselves with individuals. So like, can you imagine if you said, well, I'm not going to boycott Chick-fil-A. All your friends who think about, like, have the opinion about Bud Light and Target, they're gonna be like, excuse me? What do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, you're invested in this now because you surrounded yourself in this echo chamber. And now you just have no choice but to follow along. Because if you don't, then where's your people? Where are your people? Where's your tribe? Where's your group of people who...
Mm-hmm. They will ostracize you.
Yeah, exactly.
They will ostracize you.
Exactly. And then where are you? Eating lovely Chick-fil-A food at a Target while drinking a Bud Light. That's what you'll be doing.
All alone.
Like, seriously, like three of just... Honestly, too, can we just talk like Bud Light, Chick-fil-A, and Target?
I know.
I mean, we can do better, people.
And it's interesting because I think there, as we've talked about before, we talked about this last week. We talked about the beer war and all the Miller Lite stuff. It's like these are the companies want to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason that they did any of this stuff in the first place is to make money. I'm sure part of the reason Chick-fil-A stopped donating to some of those causes is because they realized there was a market that they were not tapping into because of their reputation. And so, like, ultimately, if this far right, apparently organized group of people continue to have this much of an outsized impact on these big brands, like, are we going to see them get, like, all these kinds of campaigns and, like, these big corporations just get bullied into just staying mainstream? And, like, for representation, it's going to be, like, niche brands and up-and-coming brands that's specifically, like, what their target market is. But, like, in the, you know, if I think for many of us, the effort to, even if you roll your eyes at corporate pride, a lot of people, I would say, a lot of elder gays who fought very hard, I've heard talk about, like, listen, the fact that we've gotten this far and this is where we're at, it might be annoying, but, like, this is incredible that this is, like, the biggest companies are even approaching this as a marketing campaign for them.
Yeah.
But, like, are they going to get bullied back into just, like, serve anything that, if it's not white and it's not straight, we can't risk it? Is that where we're going?
I mean, who knows? I mean, that's the thing is you got to see. Because, like, right now, I mean, when did the Bud Light thing happen? This happened.
That happened, like, a month and a half, 2 months ago. But it's still, I mean, it's been going.
It's been going. But I want to see how long it takes to correct that. Because it's about the correction. How long will that correction where people are like, eh, I'm good. Like I said.
Like, how much will be a blip on their five-year.
Exactly. Like,
earnings and stuff?
Yeah. Like I said last week, someone's going to be at a party, and they're going to be sitting there, and there's a beer, and the only beer they have is Bud Light, and they're going to go, yeah, whatever. And then that's when they let go and they move on to something else. They move on to
Chick-fil-A.
Complain about Chick-fil-A.
Chicken sandwiches, people.
Yeah, I know. It's insanity to me. And I just want to see, like, Subaru, a very, very supportive company of the queer community.
Lesbian
just,
approved.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Just say, I dare you to say something. This is their logo. Subaru, I dare you.
I dare you. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also, we're getting prepared for our first ever Spelling Bee contest. I think you're going to like the theme. I'm interested to see how everyone's going to do. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
They're brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly clear skies. Highs around 88. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 62. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 89. Lots of sunshine Saturday with a high of 87. 81 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently,
we're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
As goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Buck.
Hello!
On the air drums.
Oh, I just love air
drums.
You've
done a lot of air musicianing today.
Because Jane, for one thing, today's music has been exceptional. But Jane is always really good at music.
She's always really good
at
music.
You take the time, you care, you put together a good playlist the entire time. And you make playlists worth air drumming toward.
Has there been a theme today that we were unaware of?
Not exactly.
What was your inspiration for today's music?
I have some bee songs.
Okay.
Yeah. The song's
That song was Honey Bee by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
We're talking about the spelling bee.
We are going to talk about the spelling bee. That makes more sense.
I couldn't find any handy chicken music. I didn't realize we were going to do the chicken
discussion. Thank you for not playing the chicken dance.
I was just going to say, we missed the opportunity to play the chicken dance.
No.
I would have found something better than
that.
Thank
you very much.
I would have tried anyway.
Thank you.
What's your beef with the chicken dance?
We banned that song from our wedding. We banned that song. We banned Celine Dion, Journey.
Why Celine Dion?
That was a practical joke against my mom.
Which Celine Dion song specifically did you not want to hear?
Yes.
All of them?
I don't like her.
Why?
I'm not a fan. But I would, honestly, if my mom would have requested it, it'd been fine. But we banned all Journey.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know another Journey song besides the one that we all sing?
Actually, okay, so this is how much of a dork I am. I know a lot of Journey songs because they used to be a progressive instrumental rock band before Steve Perry joined. They had 4 records, and they were pretty good. But then the rock industry was like, you need hits. And they were like, get this guy to sing. And they're like, I guess. So, but yeah. What are we talking about now? I blacked out.
We're moving into the spelling bee portion of today's show.
Okay.
Because currently, well, I think it's actually over. The quarterfinals are now officially over.
Yes.
They ended at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. So we probably could look up, and maybe we'll do this while we play the clip. There was one Wisconsin representative who made it to the quarterfinals, and we're going to look up and see if he's in the semifinals. But the semifinals air tonight at 8 p.m., the finals are tomorrow, and I love the spelling bee. I love the Scripps National Spelling Bee. How hard these kids work.
It's amazing.
How dedicated they are. How much they just love words. And I, you know, spell check is my friend. And I don't think they have spelling quizzes anymore.
In school.
Like, I think my mom said that my younger cousins, who are quite a bit younger than me, that are still in school, like, just didn't have to do spelling tests anymore. And I certainly remember having to learn how to spell. Oh, yeah. I think it's a skill that it's like a muscle. If you don't work out, now that I have everything always to tell me if I've spelled it wrong or not, I can. Except, do you know when you spell something so wrong when you're texting that spell check doesn't even recognize it?
It's just and then you have to
do Google Voice into into your Google search to say the word and then see how they spell it, and you go, "Oh, that's how that's."
I lost fourth grade. I lost the advancement place in the spelling bee because I lost in the word beautiful.
What'd you miss?
Beautiful.
I know, but what letter? How did you remember how you spelled it?
Let me think back 35 years ago.
All right, you think. But let's do a little shout out for our friend who is hopefully made it to the semifinals, but we'll look up and see if he did or not.
And representing the state of Wisconsin and our only speller from the state this year is Aiden Wajuya Kulskuria.
Bahuvihi. B A H U V R I H I. Bahuvihi.
Correct.
Bahuvrihi, of course.
I know that. I literally, because so for the spelling bee that we're going to do next, I looked up some of the words that the finalists had to spell last year. And I was like, this isn't even going to be fun. Because none of us would spell these words right. Like,
they're
at
so
all.
Hard.
Some of them don't even know their words.
And he made the semifinals.
He did.
He did. Aiden from, he's a seventh grader from Madison.
Yeah.
And he's made the semifinals. So now we have someone to root for tonight.
You know, they could put his last name in the spelling bee and no one would be able to spell it.
I love his last name.
His last name is spelled Wijekulasuria.
It's a dandy.
Wijekulasuria.
And the sound, by the way, was from courtesy of TMJ4.
So. Yes, thank you, TMJ4. So representing the state of Wisconsin. Way to go, Aiden. So we'll have to check that out tonight to see if he makes it to the finals. But at least for now, in honor of the National Script Spelling Bee, when we come back from this break, we are going to do a Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And I am going to be the moderator.
Which seems unfair.
Because I'm the host of this show.
And she makes the rules.
And I make the rules. Jane's in charge of the phones, and there's producer rules there.
I get nothing.
I get to be the moderator of our Wisconsin-themed spelling bee. And we're going to be joined by Tyler Menz, local comedian, who is going to be with us on the other side of this. And we'll just see. I think everyone will be a winner. Especially if everyone gets the first one wrong immediately, then everyone just has to keep playing because it's a 15-minute segment. So so stick around. When we come back, we're going to have a spelling bee. Let's see how many you in your head think you could get right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The House has passed the debt limit bill. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was pleased with the outcome.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
CBS News has confirmed a CNN report that federal prosecutors have a 2021 audio tape of former President Trump discussing a classified document he kept after leaving the White House.
One source said that Trump stated he should have declassified the record before leaving the White House, apparently contradicting his earlier claims that he had done nothing wrong.
That's CBS's Catherine Herridge. The 2023 hurricane season is underway and the first storm may be coming.
Low risk that this develops into a tropical system. With that said, impact weather coming to Florida as the east side of this system will be especially wet.
That's Alex Wilson at the Weather Channel. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up above and a thing called love.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are welcome for our third contestant for the inaugural As Goes Wisconsin Spelling Bee is Tyler Menz, Milwaukee comedian and executive director of Big Dumb Idiot Incorporated.
You got a raise. You got a promotion.
You got a promotion. That's a title change.
Yeah, you used to just
bump,
be like...
little pay bump, too.
Yeah, you'd be intern. You started as an intern at Big Dumb Idiot.
Hey, listen, from the ground up, baby. I'm here to stay. I'm a company man.
So what did it take... What did Greg promise you to come on live radio and flex your spelling muscles?
I can answer that. The greatest payment for any comedian. Exposure!
Exposure. Yeah. No, Greg texted me. I was like, Yeah, I'm around.
Let's do it. We were playing with this all morning of like, I want to do a spelling bee. I don't know, because I don't know if people are going to be willing to call in and put themselves on the spot. So I'm going to make the two who have to be here do it, and then we'll get another big dumb idiot to do it too.
Oh, that's not going away soon.
So basically, what we're going to do, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 words that are either Wisconsin places, Wisconsin things, that certainly are hard enough to pronounce, but let's see if we can actually spell them. And I think we'll just go around the horn. So whoever spells the most correctly will win. You don't get kicked out like a normal spelling bee, because we don't just need one person spelling everything and then have no winner.
Okay, I have a style question.
Okay.
Can I write it down as I'm spelling it?
Sure, this is radio. Okay. They don't know.
Well, because it just helps me.
And so you can write it down while you're spelling it. Okay. You can also steal. So I think since I'm looking straight at Greg. So if Greg gets the first one wrong, Jane, steal it from Greg.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, Tyler can steal it from you. And if he gets it wrong, then the word's dead. We'll move on to the next word.
Okay.
I get to kill the words, guys.
But then, or vice versa. If Tyler doesn't get a word right, Greg can steal it. And we'll go in that. What is for me counterclockwise and on the live stream right now. No, is clockwise, not counterclockwise. All right. Greg Bach.
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, God. Now I'm scared.
Poniatowski.
What?
Poniatowski.
I hate you.
It's an unincorporated community in Marathon County.
I hate that I ever helped you with this. Poniatowski?
I don't think you gave me this one.
No, I did not. Okay. No.
Poniatowski.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm going to Poniatowski.
Give me the origin.
Probably Ojibwe.
Dead air, everyone.
I know.
We're figuring it
out. Poniatowski. I know this is P-A-W.
Sorry. Jane, do you know?
I'll take a shot at it.
Okay.
Poniatowski.
Say it again.
Poniatowski.
You're really close, but no.
Oh.
Tyler, do you want to try?
Jane, spell it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't want mine?
Poniatowski. Can I ask the origin of the word?
I don't know what the origin is. I think I'm assuming, as most of our
Polish
city names are, it's one of the tribes that are native to Wisconsin. Okay.
All right. We're going to go. I thought it ended in ski. I was like,
it does.
Okay. So here we go. Poniatowski. P O N W. No. It's P-O-N-U.
If you could be watching the live stream right now.
Oh, my God. I don't know why you asked me to do this, Greg.
This is hard.
P-O-N-U.
Okay.
All right. We're
O-W-S-K-I.
No. It's P-O-N-I-A. Toski.
I feel like, Jane, for when we do things like this, you need to have the Prices Right
music in the background, so we don't have it totally dead air. All right, Jane, we're going to start with the next one with you. So everyone's at zero.
All right.
Muskellunge. Muskellunge is our state fish. I was looking at all of our state symbols as potential, but most of them are not hard to spell. So then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the actual like scientific word. But this one is the scientific word. This is actually our state fish is a muskellunge.
Okay. I will go with M-U-S-K-E-L-L-U-N-G-E.
Woo! Jane's on the board.
I know my fish.
You know your fish.
I know my fish.
All right, Tyler, you're up. Wayawega. It's a city.
Wayawega. W-E-I-W-E-G-A?
Unfortunately, no. Greg for the steal?
Wayawega. W-E-I-A-W-A-G-A.
No.
All right.
Jane?
Wayawega. W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A.
Say
W-E-Y-A-W-E-G-A.
You're missing a U.
I'm missing a U. Where's the U?
Wow, this is really hard. This is way harder than I thought it was going to be. There's a, it's W-E-Y-A-U-W-E-G-A.
Well, that's up at night. I'll be all right, lying wide awake.
Who started that word?
That was me.
Tyler did.
All right, so you should be able to get this one.
Didn't I start with? Oh, yeah, we're in three now. Oh, yeah,
we're back. So oh, we're cool. Jane has one. Leinenkugel. Leinenkugel, this is obviously the beer up in Chippewa, originally from Chippewa Falls, now part of Molson Coors.
I'm gonna get this wrong on one letter, I know it.
Okay.
Leinenkugel.
You got it.
Ah,
well,
Greg Bach on the board.
I did it.
Well done.
All right, Jane. Yeah.
Okay.
Antetokounmpo. As in Giannis.
Annetokounmpo.
Did you say A-N-N?
A-N-N.
No.
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 Okay.
Tyler, for the steal?
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
Say it again.
A-N-T-E-N-T-A-K-U-M-P-O.
No.
Over to you, Greg.
Over to you, Greg.
Q. 4-8 ampersand. I don't know. I know. That one I can't do. That.
It's A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Oh, there's that tricky N in there, too.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Where's our Jack Black song when we need it? Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo. We love you. All right. Who's up?
Tyler, I believe.
Tyler.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Camouflage.
Oh, so easy.
For camouflage.
We need him on the board.
Camouflage. C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
Unfortunately, no.
Man, I'm striking out.
Greg Bach for the steal.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Say it one more time.
C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Got it.
Well done.
All right, Greg's got
Ari, he's up two.
Jane's got one. Tyler, we're going to get you on the board, I promise. All right, Jane. Trempolo.
Ooh.
It's a city.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Say it one more time, slower.
T-R-E-M-P-E-L-E-A-U.
Ooh.
I missed it by one.
You missed it by one. Oh! Tyler for the steal?
This is a French word, trempolo, probably.
Yeah.
Trempolo County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like by the Mississippi.
I'd like some butter on my trempolo.
Trempolo. T-R-E-M-P-E. A-L-E-A-U?
Woo! Tyler's on the board!
Dude! Trempolo! You got Trempolo!
Trempolo, yeah.
Impressive.
Tyler Trempolo.
All right. We don't have many left, but I'm going to give you this one, Greg.
Okay.
Or no. Who just started that one?
Jane
I started.
Jane started. So it's Tyler. Tyler. Yeah. Kinnickinnick.
Oh,
God.
How many N's in Kinnickinnick?
I should know. I go two blocks down the street and find out. I gotta write it down.
Okay.
This is
like so impressive that these kids do it without. I don't, because they can't write it down when they're up there.
No.
And just to be able to sit there and visually think about what it looks like
and see it in their heads.
Because these are words, you know, a lot of us have seen these. Well, maybe some of the Trempolo and Poniatowski. I have not been to those towns, if I'm being totally honest.
You worked with Bob Poniatowski.
But Kinnickinnick in Milwaukee, we see a lot.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
And Adetokunbo we see a lot. And then you're like, wait, I've never thought about how to actually spell those words. All right, you got it, Tyler?
Kinnikinnik. KK. That's how we say it, right?
That's how you spell it, KK.
That's how you spell it, KK. K and K. No, Kinnikinnik. K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-K.
Oh!
So close.
So close. Greg, you want to steal it?
K-I-N-N-I-C-K-I-N-N-I-C.
Got it.
Well done. Wow. Greg
it's just Kinnikinnik.
Kinnick, yeah. Kinnick.
Greg is crushing
Does anyone else, when you spell Mississippi, still go M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I in your head? Or is that just me?
I've heard people say M-I-S-S-I, like when they say it like that. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
All right.
Crazy.
I think we only have one more, and you just stole that one, right?
I did.
So we're going to end on this one. Since you gave it to me this morning.
I won't remember it now.
Diarrhea, which is associated to Wisconsin based on our diet. Not,
Yeah, this is my own. This is,
this
my
is
own
you
doing.
You planted this, is this one, too.
Yeah, I can't spell the word.
Diarrhea.
Sure, cool.
You got it?
Is it me starting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. D-I-A-R-R-E-A-H. Adetokunbo.
Adetokunbo. Adetokunbo. We love you. All right, Jane, for the steal.
Oh, man. D-I-R-R-E-A-H?
No.
No.
Tyler, for the steal? Tyler has kids, so I feel like maybe he has a better chance of it. You see, he's seen a lot more diarrhea than we have lately.
Tyler's
a working comic. Tyler has diarrhea.
I was going to say, Tyler's a working comic. He's
diarrhea. D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
H-E-A?
H-E-A.
Yes, Tyler got it.
Way to go.
All right. Well, on that note... Greg got three.
Incredible.
Tyler got two. Jane got one.
I'm a failure.
You're not a failure at all. That was way harder than
that
expected.
Was hard. And I'm like.
All right. Well, the couple minutes we have left, Tyler, since you're here, anything, any shows coming up you want to plug where people can go see, check you out?
Yeah, I've got Voyager every second Tuesday of the month at Landmark Lane in Milwaukee.
Historic.
That's
Landmark
a fun.
Lane.
Historic land and Moon Room of Landmark Lanes. It's a fun half stand-up, half improv. Oh, it's one of the fun ones in the city. And then on the 22nd, I will be in Waukesha at Maddie's, opening for my good friend Johnny Beener. So
fun. Well, nice. We will send me those dates and I'll add it to our show notes for today. But thank you for putting yourself out there and. Everyone's a winner, like I said. But Tyler Benz, thank you so much for playing with us.
Thanks, you big dumb
idiot. Glad I got diarrhea. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. All right, when we come back, we will talk about who was at the Laughing Tap this weekend and wrap up today's show. Stick around.
Follow me for the changes. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo. 1, 2, 3. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo. MVP. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo. Yes, it's true. Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo, Adetokunbo.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 88. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 62 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 89. Mainly sunny skies Saturday with highs around 87. 81 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's
from 55
our little
corner
degrees.
Of the world where the Pack, the Crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
My dad said, be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in line.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and he is Greg Bach. And Greg, who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
The one, the only Jackie Cation, South Milwaukee's own Jackie
Ooh.
Cation. Jackie has been on Two Dope Queens. She's been on the James Corden Show. She has done Conan. She is an amazing workhorse of a comedian. Has two great podcasts, the Jackie and Lori Show. We just had Lori Kilmartin.
Mm. Oh, they do the podcast together.
They do the podcast together. And then she has her own podcast called The Dork Forest, where people come on and talk about things they're dorky about. And I believe, Jane, we have a clip.
We do. Take a listen.
An amazing show. This is what I look like, you guys. I have always looked like this, some version of this, since I was a China child, which is either your favorite aunt or someone who is going to call the cops for no reason. Not a reason. I am also a she-her. That's what this is. It's a she-her, you guys. I have seen it done better. I have made peace with it. But here's the thing. This is a she-her. Some people are a he-him, right? And other people are a they-them. Have you heard about it? It's the greatest idea in the world, the they, them. First, it's just people who want to be people first, right? Because it doesn't have anything to do with sexy times, right? It isn't for who you want to squish with, right? It's all just how you want to be treated like a person, right? Now, I'm a she, her. Some people are he, him. Some people are a they, them. I love a they, them for so many reasons. When I was a little girl, and I was, I didn't mind it. I did not mind it, but I didn't always want to be a little girl, right? Because this is gender, right? Sometimes I wanted to be a little boy, and sometimes I wanted to be an adult woman. And for two solid years, I wanted to be Snoopy.
I mean, it's just, she's fantastic. I mean, she's wonderful. She's super nice. Like I said, South Milwaukee's pride. And she will be at the Laughing Tap for four shows this weekend. Two Friday, two Saturday. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. And it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I won't be there.
I know, because you're going to be performing in Chicago.
I know. I'll be at the Den Theater.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
No, I'll have
Do
a
you get nervous?
Not really. Like, the most nervous I've been in recent times when I did a show at Lakefront Brewery, and that was because all my coworkers were there.
Mm.
And they were like, we're so excited to see you. I'm like, oh, God, I hope you think I'm funny. But generally, I don't get super nervous. I'll have a little bit of the some butterflies, but as soon as I get on stage and I make them laugh once, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm done. And then it's just on for the rest of my set.
Yeah.
But I've also done the Den Theater too. I did it last June. I'll be opening once again for Hari Kondabolu, hosting four shows with Sabine Sadiq featuring. So if you live in the Chicago area, you're hearing this, come down to the Chicago area. Den Theater, four shows as well. If you want to go see Jackie Cation, Laughing Tap, it's gonna be great. We're gonna have a great time. I'm sad to miss it, but she will have a blast.
I just love the fact that she's from South Milwaukee, and I know that we have local comics, but I think we tend to forget and just assume that everyone funny is from one of the coasts.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Just not true.
Nope.
Does she still live in Milwaukee?
No, she lives in LA.
Okay,
you gotta be where the work is.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, exactly. She's lived in LA for a long. She's from South Milwaukee. She went to Madison, then she moved to Minnesota. That's where she started comedy up in Minnesota. Then she moved to LA, but she still comes back to Wisconsin quite a bit, and she has a lot of roots and a lot of family here. So, you know, it's definitely worth saying, you know, she's one of us.
Support the dorky.
Yep. Oh, yeah. She is just, Yeah.
The Dork Forest. No. I think that's that. I think I might have to add that to my my roundup.
I think she's somewhere around like 600 or 700 episodes.
Oh wow.
She's been doing it for a long time.
That's really fun.
So yeah. So Jackie Cation, gonna be awesome. Get your tickets.
How much are those tickets, Greg?
Those tickets are only $20 with
what?
Zero drink minimum. And hey, if you're not doing anything tonight, folks, we have the open mic as well. You want to come see some people working on material? You want to do material for the first time ever? Are you a comic who wants to try some new jokes? Laughing Tap tonight. 6 p.m. we open. 7 p.m. the sign up goes out. 7:30 show starts.
How many people do you average for the open mic?
On the list or period?
How many people get up on average?
Anywhere between usually 25 to 45.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
How late are you there?
Well, we start at 7:30, and if we have, we've only done 45 people once. It's only happened once. Everyone got 4 minutes, so we're 2.5 hours or so. I mean, it's what you do.
I'm impressed that many people in Milwaukee are out and being like, let's practice.
And what was great is we get people from Chicago and Madison and visiting comics coming through. And it's just a nice way to meet people and to, connect. And sometimes you get some not so great people getting on stage. But you know what? They are far outweighed by the ones who, if they're not good at what they do, they're trying hard. Mm-hmm. And, that kind of thing. So, yeah, the Laughs on Tap open mic tonight at whole thing starts at 7:30, but if you want to sign up, I tell you now, get there at 6:30 when we open, because that sign up goes fast. Mm-hmm. By 7:05, we're 20 deep.
Whew.
Yeah.
Wow. And just a great place to go and look at the process. I just think the whole process of writing comedy and testing out jokes, and it's a craft.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, speaking of, I just want to really quick before we have to get out of here, I just finished the Liberal Rednecks Manifesto, written in part by Corey Forrester.
Who was on the show.
He and Trey Crowder, as well as Drew Morgan, they wrote a book together in 2016. I just got it on the Audible recently. I listened to it. Super fun.
Very good?
Very good.
I highly recommend.
And get the Audible version. The audiobook, because you get to listen to them talk.
Yeah.
With their thick accents, and they talk about that a lot, and I love it. So,
well, great. Well, and also, side note, if you ever want to do a tour at Lakefront Brewery,
that's true.
I can now highly recommend. I don't know how you would do this, because I knew that it was going to be a tour with you, because I have your phone number and I could text you. But it's not announced who your tour guide is going to be.
No, it's not.
But if you can be lucky enough to get Greg Bach as your tour guide at Lakefront Brewery. Highly recommend.
I'll tell
you. My parents were laughing very hard.
Which is good, because your father, he's very stoic looking.
Very stoic looking, very tall.
Very, very tall.
But yeah, he was laughing.
After the whole thing was done, he came up to me and said, "I'm Kristen's father." I'm like, "I know, sir."
you look a lot alike.
Yeah, and your mom gave us great compliments on the show, and it was fun. And we had a good time. I'm glad the four of you came out.
Yeah.
And it was great to see you.
It was very fun. So I highly recommend checking out the Lakefront Brewery tour if you have not done that yet. And if you can happen to get Greg as your guide, even better. All right. Well, that'll about do it for us today. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday at 11. But Monday, we're going to be here at 10. So two more 3-hour shows. That's it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, You're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.